One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Did you freeze?
No.
I keep freezing.
What's going on? Yeah, I don't.
You keep freezing on my screen.
You keep freezing on my screen. Stands to reason it's yours.
How so? We're both freezing on the opposite.
I'm not freezing.
You're freezing on my screen. I'm freezing on your screen.
Who's the common denominator?
Hold on.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number... Well, listen.
Okay, here we go.
Did you hear the news? I just saw this, AB.
What?
It's distressing news.
It is. What do you got?
Our worst nightmare. Some might
what
say
happened?
It's our worst nightmare.
Well, what happened?
Mike Johnson and Brian Abasolo have an official podcast on the Bachelor Nation
Network. No.
Which, I don't know what this means for us, for our claim.
No. Oh, no.
It's been a long time coming.
No. Listen.
Return your merch. That slogan.
No, Rim. As KG says, you can't just come up with chemistry. Those guys don't know each other. That's just two random interracial people. They are not best friends from days and days past. Not even close. So no one returned their merch, but we're keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, well, hey, competition breeds. I don't know. I did not like to see that. Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo for the time being. The Bachelor is back. And so is, along with it, luxury, AB, and fantasy.
Whoa.
Extravagance and opulence. We've been waiting for this for a calendar year. Matt James, also.
Up in the mix.
What do you think of Matt James in this season after one episode?
Hey, I'm excited. I pleasantly surprised by Matt James as a Bachelor so far. I thought he gave a couple good speeches in there. I thought he wouldn't be able to do the job. And I'm not... I've backed up off that thought a little bit from this first episode. I thought it went well.
He was definitely nervous.
Well,
I'll
give
him
nervous.
A couple episodes. I'll give him a couple episodes to get that out of the way before I start really going after him for not acting decisively.
Sure. You gotta remember he hasn't been on TV before.
That's
in a reality TV show. He was just thrown into this, which I like. And they mentioned multiple times. It's mentioned throughout the show that this is the first time for both the contestants and him.
We've asked before, hey, why don't you just... We asked for this.
Yeah.
Get someone who is not from the feeder system, bring an outsider. So we can't complain when the person stinks at television. Okay? So he definitely has a longer grace period than any other league.
I'm not willing to say he stinks at television
No,
yet.
But I'm making a... I'm trying to get you to laugh.
I hear you. Okay. I hear you, but I'm not there yet.
Anything else before we get into the nitty gritty of the episode?
No, let's jump right in.
It begins with the vibrator gag.
Okay, yeah, right off the jump.
Whoa, 7 p.m. hour. Very weird that that's how they kicked off the season. I don't know why.
I don't understand what the purpose. Do you think they thought, because the opening scene is what you want to, get a couple people that were previously watching the 6 o'clock, 6:30 show, get them to keep
Wheel
watching.
Wheel of Fortune, where I live, yeah.
Is it Wheel of Fortune? Okay, so people that are watching Wheel of Fortune, get them to keep watching The Bachelor. Do you think the vibrator joke is going to hit?
I'm not sure that's the scene to grab the Wheel of Fortune audience.
I'd say the Wheel of Fortune audience might call, might report this somewhere.
The FCC.
Yeah.
I thought it was strange because it didn't have like a huge payoff. They revealed, if I recall, like they revealed what it was. So there wasn't like, what's she holding? They just did it.
I thought it was going to be a big reveal of something that would, you know, mean something to the season.
Yes.
Some sort of something with some substance for the rest of the season. Something big.
Yeah.
But then it was just, no, it's just the vibrator gag that we all knew was coming.
Surprise. The real episode begins. Chris Harrison glides down those magnificent red carpeted steps of Neil Lane's house. Did that work? Did that hit? I thought it was going to be good. I don't know if it was that good. Starts off by saying, this guy we picked has never been on TV in his life. Can you believe it?
I can't. I cannot. Is that all we're going to talk about, the accommodations here, Rim? I've never seen a more breathtaking...
Do you want to?
I would love to.
Okay. You made it sound like I don't want to talk about him, but you
no,
do want
I
to.
No, I want to talk. I want to talk about this place. I don't know much about it. I don't even know where they're at. Where are they at? Maybe I missed...
Pennsylvania.
They're in Pennsylvania. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they went here for a week during JoJo's season.
Really?
Yes. And it was wintertime. And I hope the seasons change while we're here for this season. There is no more beautiful...
That's the most beautiful building I've ever seen. It makes the White House look like a fucking dump. Okay?
Yeah.
It makes
it
La Quinta... It makes La Quinta...
I feel bad about La Quinta now.
Look trash.
You know, there was a lot of... I made the joke. Obviously, the people at La Quinta got
to
be furious with how quickly this is being followed up with the true Stunner Palace. And there is, I'm sure there is a bigger budget for The Bachelor than The Bachelorette. It gets higher ratings.
Yes.
But I also think when they shot, when they started Claire and Tayshia's season, it was way back in the early times of this.
Yeah.
So, they didn't want to put the crew on planes necessarily. We didn't, you know, there was a lot of things. People weren't moving around. And that was right outside Los Angeles. It was easy. It was open. It was empty.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes, you know.
They're going to get better at it, too.
They're going to get better at
this
it.
They found a better place. Much better visuals. The visuals out of this world.
Yeah.
When they pan out and show you, and they'd show you the huge steps up and the huge built beautiful building, there's like chandeliers hanging outside. I don't even know what they're hanging from. Incredible.
There seemed from the drone shot, a lot of drone shots.
Drone shots are great.
You could tell there are different. In college, you used to say, look at all the spots we got here, Rim, in your apartment, like the different TV viewing perches.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spots at. What's it called? Nemacolin Woodlands Resort. There's a lot of different places they can go on dates that make it seem like they're somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Which is not the case with La Quinta. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Now, if they go back, if they do The Bachelorette right after this and it's at La Quinta, you know, there's going to be a rally in the streets.
We're going to have some big time issues, period.
Yeah. All right. Chris claims they received a record breaking number of submissions for women who wanted a date. The handsome guy from Tyler's TikToks, which is who, to this point, Matt is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else before we get to Matt's intro?
I don't think so. Why do you think there was a record number? Do you believe him, for one? And
no, absolutely not. I don't believe any claim that comes out of their mouths.
Okay.
Of course not. Of course I don't believe him. Number two, people, if it's true, people, you know, people bored, you know.
Yeah, quarantine. Let me sign up.
Here's a couple things about Matt for his intro. Grew up in North Carolina. Now he's a commercial real estate broker in New York City.
Okay.
He can skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
And is tall.
Very tall. Went to Wake Forest. Played football at Wake Forest.
He works with kids in the inner city through his philanthropic efforts.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason he became so popular so quickly, because that's Tyler's charity as well. They flew him in. Full turtleneck and blazer outfit in this old plane, AB.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much I missed people in aircraft on this show.
It's good.
This 10-second moment was thrilling for me. What do you got on his house? His James Bond getaway, which comes complete with some sports car already in the driveway.
Was this just the presidential suite accommodations that he gets here? Or what's going on?
I don't know.
Was that his? Where were we at that point?
Apparently on the grounds. I don't know if that's for rent. I don't know if that's for rent. If that is for rent, that's very interesting.
I mean, the Tayshia and Claire had regular hotel rooms, basically. Slightly upgraded hotel rooms. He seems to have his own mansion.
Yeah.
Equipped with a car.
Like the old days. What I found from these watching these old seasons this summer, they made a point to show where the bachelor or bachelorette was staying. It was this awesome kind of hideaway. Yeah. I hope there's more scenes here. More about Matt. Grew up with his mom and his older brother, okay? His parents split up before he could remember. Dad apparently not in the picture.
Dad's black, mom's white. He mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. He says, my mom raised us in a Christian household. That would come up later, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom, as you might guess, is the most influential person in his life. Single parent home. So no surprise there. Mom's at the crib, which surprised me.
Do you think Matt's mom is just going to be... Did she get an all expense paid couple month vacation out of this as well?
Do you think she's staying at the place?
She's staying there. Maybe not at his place, but she's... You think they're going to fly her in for that little moment, fly her back out, and then fly her back in for the... Why would you even bring her in for that? It wasn't necessary. I guess they do lots of unnecessary stuff, but
yeah,
I would imagine she would stay on the property, get a nice vacation out of this. That's how I envision this.
I think so, too. And I hope she does. I hope there's a one-on-one date or a group date where Matt's mom is the co-host.
Absolutely. No, she seemed nice.
Yeah. Anything on the conversation?
Nothing huge here, Rim. He's just normal stuff. He's scared of getting his heart broken.
You know what this showed me, AB?
What?
The athlete in Matt. He knows how to answer questions from the media without saying anything.
He didn't say anything here.
You know, that's what I'm saying. They talked for a while, but like nothing revelatory.
I can see
someone confronting him about something and him responding with, well, you know, we faced a lot of adversity this season.
It's good defense out there.
This particular situation, we're going to handle it in-house. You know, next question. Just not saying anything.
I mean, what do you want us to say?
So keep an eye on that.
I have written down here, Matt says he thinks the process can work. I don't know. I'm glad, I guess, that the lead
exactly,
thinks the process
can
work, I suppose. Matt's mom says she thinks she wants it to work for him. And I was just wondering if she got an extended vacation. That's all I have here. That's all I was mostly wondering about is whether she got the vacation.
Now, one last thing about Matt before we get to the intros. Mm-hmm. He works out, total body, cardio, weights, innovative exercises. If it's a workout, he does it.
Peloton.
Peloton. He probably invented the Peloton. He's just doing things I've never seen before. Listen, the guy works out. There's no two ways about it. Do you have any questions about that, AB?
I have no questions about that, and I'd like to also say the workout facilities at the resort are top-notch. I've never seen a place with quite so much equipment.
He wouldn't have agreed to become the lead if that weren't the case. All right, background intros. Alicia, 24, ballerina, professional ballerina from New York City. Elegance. Let that sink in. Not only is she a professional, she's also a teacher of children. Guess who's a kid's guy? All right, Matt. These two have a lot to talk about. Perhaps they will get married. I thought this was a top prospect here.
This is a top prospect. First one shown. Come on, she's gonna be here a while. She's gonna be here a while. That's what I wrote.
That's what I thought.
Keep your eye out for Alicia,
the ballerina. Very good, from what I could tell.
Yeah. Hey. Wow. They got her. She went out in the hallway during quarantine. They got some video of her doing some stuff there. This is great.
Abigail, 25, client financial manager from Portland, Oregon. Born completely deaf. So if she takes out her cochlear implant, can't hear a thing. The miracle of modern technology and medicine.
Isn't that crazy?
That's banana.
isn't the cochlear implants just crazy?
Absolutely. Bananas to think about. That is crazy.
Y'all making people hear that couldn't hear? That's what you're doing out here?
That's wild.
What we're doing out here.
That is wild that happens. And those have been around for a long time. That's a wild thing. People forget we went to the moon a long time ago. Anyway. She has like a kind of a, I don't know if a funny attitude about it is a, the right way to put it, but she describes how kind of awkward it is to bring it up, you know, because she brings it up right out of the gate, understandably, when she meets someone. And she thinks Matt seems very grounded from what she's seen. Anything else on Abigail?
No. Another front runner.
Yeah. Kristen, 27, attorney from Jersey City. She's a lawyer, but she loves to party. AB, that, this is a 5-second intro, and that's the takeaway.
She's a lawyer. She loves to party. Here's the thing she likes, Rim. Loves good rooftop bar? Check. That's something. These are things Rim and AB like. Let's see if Rim and AB follow. A good drink? Check. And a good Cardi B, Megan Stallion song. I mean, come on.
Kristen fans here.
Don't we all?
Maggie? Is it pronounced Maggie?
That is what I have written down, but as I went back later to say she's one of my favorites, a little sneak peek spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Okay.
A little spoiler. I wasn't sure if that's what she's called, so I can't confirm that. That's what I have written down, though.
Born and raised in Ethiopia, moved to America 9 years ago.
I can't wait to find out more about that story.
Graduated with a doctorate in pharmacy last year. Anna, copywriter, 24, Chicago. She loves caffeine, and she is basically, I'd say, needs to settle down about this a little bit.
I haven't seen someone this addicted to caffeine since Jesse in Saved by the Bell, Rim.
Did you watch the new Saved by the Bell, by the way?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, there's a recurring gag that, like, Jesse can't have caffeine. It's pretty funny.
I haven't seen someone addicted to it quite like that since her.
She jokes about getting a rash. She's so nervous. She is... needs to calm down.
Calm down about the caffeine.
Well, it's Matt, too. She's nervous about Matt more than anything. Sarah, 24, broadcast journalist from San Diego. I've always been so career-focused. I don't think at 20... this is just me. I'm not sure at 24 years old you can say, I've always been... always takes it a step I'm not willing to go. It hasn't been long enough for you to... Look back on your career and be like, I regret being so focused on my career. You're 24.
You haven't had that long of a life to be career focused yet.
Exactly.
We're talking about two years?
So I made that
joke. Being focused?
We obviously both wrote all these jokes and then immediately felt bad because she moved back home. Now we feel bad. She moved back home to be a caregiver for her dad who has ALS. Sat for 5 years, AB. Still alive and in good spirits. Anything on the great Sarah?
Keep an eye out for Sarah.
I like Sarah. She came off well.
They showed her clips, right? She was the one on the news, right?
Yes.
They showed the clips of her, some of her newscasts. It was a fun story there.
There's just too many Anchorman scenes going through my mind. Piper, 23, grad student from Happy Valley, Oregon.
You skipped Lauren, a corporate attorney, by the way. Now, I didn't write anything here, besides that she's a corporate attorney, so she must not have had too big of a...
Well, and neither was scene Piper's. Some of these were 5 seconds long.
I think Lauren's was just a quick little cut scene to Lauren, nothing to see there.
Okay. The intros were lackluster.
Yeah, because agreed.
They didn't go home, there's no footage with the family, that kind of stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
And they were quick. Back to Matt. He's in the closet trying to figure out if this white... He's going like this with a white shirt and a black tux. He's going, now, does this go together? Yeah, it does. It does. The white shirt with the black tux, it goes together.
You want to talk about lean? You're talking about Matt's body. Holy cow. This guy is shredded out. He's lean.
Not an ounce of fat on him.
This guy is lean. No. Okay? But yeah, he was holding up a clear... two things that go together.
Things that came together.
He's getting ready for night one.
He's meeting Chris. He's nervous, extremely nervous, and tall. I just want
to reiterate how tall he is. He's towering. He's double the size of Chris.
This is going to present some problems. I have a feeling he's extremely tall.
Some of the camera work is going to... We're going to see... The camera people, if they're as talented as, show us what you got out here, cameraman, because you're going to have some tough angles here.
As you noted earlier, Matt's able to relate to the women because they're both going through this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Chris wishes him luck, says, here come the limos, pick someone and get engaged at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder. And Matt says, hey,
hold up.
Can we talk first? What did you make of this moment? And the following conversation.
Chris seemed confused about it. And that, like, we're no, the limos are the limos are right there. We're gonna start. Right, what do you mean? Why didn't you ask me earlier?
Matt seemed to, and Chris has mentioned this in interviews. Matt seemed to kind of not understand what was about to. I almost
have some legitimate questions I'd like to ask about this process, if you don't mind.
My default is to blame the production for something like this.
Well, yeah.
Did no one brief? Did no one explain to them how this is going to work at all? He seemed to be like, "Wait, we're starting tonight. This isn't a dress rehearsal type thing."
Just goes back to Matt being nervous. Nothing to see. No problem.
It's not a problem. It's funny.
Yeah.
They're talking in the cigar lounge.
I said balling cigar scotch room. Huge, huge room.
AB, I'm interested to hear what you thought about this conversation between Matt and Chris. I'm sure you do. I hope you do. I would be disappointed if you didn't. Matt says, the pressure I have put on myself just being the first Black Bachelor, he's nervous about, and this is me editorializing, he's nervous about carrying that weight and the expectations that come with that. And he mentions to Chris, people want you to end up with a certain type of person. And I think, and this is his words, Matt's concerned he's going to, quote, piss off groups of people who are, quote, cheering him to end up with a certain type of person. My comment before you get started is,
yeah, let me hear what you have to say.
I'm not sure Chris is the person to, I'm not sure Chris is the person to go to about
obviously
this concern.
Chris had nothing to say here.
Well, Chris has got nothing for you on this. I can guarantee you that. And secondly, and I don't know if they've done this, but one of the requests of the, from the batch diversity group was more non-white people behind the scenes for
yes,
a glaring reason such as this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure they've done that. I sure hope Matt has access to those people if they are there, because like I said, Chris ain't going to have anything for you on this. But what did you make of it? So those are my initial, like, this seems like something he should have talked to. He should have been able to talk to about someone other than Chris Harrison.
What do you think he meant by it? Because I bet it could be different than what I think he meant.
Okay. I want to hear yours first.
Okay, here's what I thought. First, just first impression, this might be wrong. This might come off wrong from me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Chris, I just want to sit down and talk to you. I just want to let you know I'm not just only into Black women, okay? And I'm not even sure if I am into Black women to start with, okay? I want you to know, and everyone to know, we might not be getting a love and basketball situation here, Ribbit. It might be more of a guess who, okay?
Guess
might
who
not with, be a brown shirt. It might be a bodyguard situation. Okay. That's what I'm letting you know, Chris. Okay? Might not be a disappearing axe. It might be a...
Is this how many more you got?
how many you need, Rim? I got tons. This might not be a Queen Slim.
I haven't seen that. I love Guess Who.
That's a good
Guess
show.
Who makes me laugh. That was prime Ashton Kutcher, too. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
This might not be more of a Save the Last Dance room. I could go all day on interracial movies and all Black movies, okay? Basically, what he's saying is people want him to end up with a Black woman. He's not sure that's going to happen, okay?
I think that he's, in so many words, that was the implication.
I'd go so far as saying it's not going to happen. I don't think, I
would not go
that far, but that's, yeah. I took it from him as saying he doesn't think it's going to happen.
I would not go, I will tread more carefully than you, I think, are allowed to there, but I think that's what I understand him having that concern, okay? Mm-hmm. It's he feels like he has the desires of large groups who have not been represented on the show. He feels like he's carrying the weight of that. Not just who he ends up with, but also maybe what he says about what. And you know how Rachel feels like she's speaking for a group of people who aren't always represented on the show?
Yes.
Matt feels that way, and you wonder if he is concerned about that being burdensome to him. I think the weird thing about this was it set us up, the viewer, to think he might make decisions out of fear of like not meeting expectations. He might keep certain people around because he feels like he has to necessarily. I just think it was the wrong foot to get off on with this topic. I think, I don't know. It struck me as like, I don't think they should have presented Matt as like scared of being the Black Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of came off to me. Cover up anything I misspoke on there, please.
No, I don't think you misspoke on anything. That's just how I took it when he said that is he's setting us up to not be disappointed in who he chooses.
Okay. Do you think that made a difference for?
No. I think a lot of people online that I saw just took that as he likes white women more. That's at least from the black from. And that's how I took it when I first heard when he said something about my mom's white. That, I mean, he's laying the grace, you know,
he's repeating that quite frequently.
He's laying the groundwork for, I think, a preference. Or at least that's how I took it. Now, maybe that's not what he meant. First time on TV. I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. That's just how I took it when I heard it.
There's a lot more meat on this bone, though. I'm sure we will get into as the season progresses. Chris is like, well, listen, man, I don't fucking know. That's basically how Chris responded this. He said, as long as you're happy and, you know, don't read the comments, you'll be fine. A quick subject change. Have you ever been in love? As Chris made a quick subject change, so do we hear. He said, and, Matt says the older he's gotten, the more he's realized he probably hasn't been in love. He's backed up any time he's gotten close to saying the L word, AB, but he thinks he's ready now. We'll see. Keep an eye on the storyline. Anything else on that discussion?
No, you need to watch Queen and Slim, though.
Is that good? I heard. Okay. I love Daniel Kaluuya. Love Daniel Kaluuya.
He's great in it. That's a great Black Love. Basically what I was saying there with all those movies. What? You're not getting a Black Love story here. You're getting a mixed one. Okay. Those are Black movies, interracial movies. Lined them up.
What is that movie with Daniel Kaluuya? Widows.
I haven't seen that one.
Widows is good. We'll probably cut that out. Check out Widows. Anyway, Chris says, anyway, all right, that's fine. Time to be the Bachelor. Anything else? Buck up, pal. We got to get going. This costs money, these cameras.
Chris just says, find someone that brings them peace and love, which is good. Good advice, I suppose.
The limo entrances. I'm starting to wonder, AB, if Matt knew that engagement was the expectation here. Every time Chris says, hey, man, you can meet your wife. He takes this like a deep, his famous last words before the first entrance. What did I get myself into? He seems way. Most leads are nervous, but they're still like excited. You know, you got the world's your oyster here. You're going to meet a bunch of the single women who want to end up with you. He seems exclusively nervous.
If you gave him the chance to not do this. Like Matt,
he would have opted out. I think
he would have at that moment before the limos opened. I think he would have chose to just nix it all, like scrap it. I don't want to do this.
No question. Chris did not reassure him.
No.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
First one up, Bree, 24, communications manager from San Francisco. Everyone speaks so highly of you, she says, and Matt says, I don't want to let you down. What happened? This will come up later. I'll have more to say on it, AB. What I want to talk about here, this might have been the funniest, entrance of all time. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
No, I don't.
This might have been the funniest entrance of all time, and I only noticed it on the rewatch. They hug. They agree to speak inside.
Okay.
And she walks up the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the funny part?
Maybe 1 second after she starts walking away. She's in heels. She's going up steps.
Mm-hmm.
3 steps away, Matt goes in full volume, "Wow, she was incredible." He's turning around, looking at her. She is within 2 arms' lengths. And he goes, "Wow, she was incredible." I watched it 20 times. He did it on multiple entrances. He's like, "Holy cow, what an entrance from her."
You realize I'm still right here, right? Yeah, I can hear you.
She could definitely hear what he said. He was like, wow, unbelievable.
Incredible.
She was right there.
I need to rewatch that.
It's so funny.
I didn't catch that.
They definitely tell him, like, "Hey, you know, repeat your inner monologue, you know, for the mics so we can pick it up." And this happens on every other season, but he didn't wait long enough. She was right there.
I hear you.
Wow. Unbelievable. What an entrance, Bree.
I really like her.
Yeah. First impression? Stay tuned. Wow. Next up, Rachel. Anything on Bree?
No, I did notice it was mostly nothing entrances, just nothing burgers, Rim.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here with any of them.
Which is too bad. They had plenty of space. They had ample room to do something good.
Absolutely.
You could have had a parade float come through. Rachel, 24, graphic designer from Cumming, Georgia. I hope that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. Forest green dress. She's nervous. "You're the reason I'm here," she says. This guy, AB, is so nervous.
He's got nothing to say. He doesn't say stuff. He has no banter. He doesn't say anything most of the time.
No. He doesn't extend the conversations.
No.
He lets them go and he goes, "Wow, incredible." And then lets them walk away. Loosen up is what I wrote in all caps here.
Yeah.
Sarah, broadcast journalist, 24, from San Diego. Sparkly black dress. Grateful to be here. Here's what Sarah said. "I'll be missing home a little bit, but I'm hoping one day it will feel like home with me." If that was a cute line.
That's cute.
And he says, "I like that." Anything on Sarah?
No, nothing to it.
Jasenia, 27, social media marketer. Aren't we all? From San Antonio. Do you have anything on Jasenia?
Just want someone that can be her rock. These are nothing entrances, right?
I know they're nothing entrances.
They're not doing anything.
No, we have to make something out of nothing here. And my something is, he looks like he's about to vom at all times. That's the look on Matt's face. 4 people in and he's like,
"Listen, I was very
concerned. Having trouble swallowing."
Yeah, he's definitely pulling at his collar. And is it hot in here?
You're outside in September in Pennsylvania.
I was worried at this point that he would be not just too nervous, but also like too dry. He didn't have any excitement to how he talks.
I was definitely wincing while I was watching live. I was like, "Oh boy, this might be a train wreck." And part of me hoped for a train wreck. He brought it back around, and I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Chelsea, 28, New York, runway model, and she's got the dress to prove it. If you,
just
that's a runway model.
She is strutting out of that limo, period. She
absolutely strutting.
And then some of the girls were falling all over the stairs. Popped,
not her.
Popped right up those stairs in heels. No big deal.
Bounded up the steps.
Yeah.
Anything else on Chelsea?
Very excited to get to know you and wants to make history together is what she said to Matt.
Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
The implication there for new listeners or new viewers would be the first black couple from a flagship Bachelor show.
It goes back to his warning that I talked about earlier. Okay, Rim?
That was AB.
We're not getting any brown sugar. There's another black love story.
We're not mocking the idea of it. It's funny that you're bringing these movies out of the old days. The dusty VHS. AB dusted off his VHS collection. One thing I don't know about AB, he's big into physical media. He's got a lot of DVDs and Blu-rays.
Let me get a bunch of 4Ks now.
If those weren't so expensive, that would be tickling my fancy. Maury. Maury or Mary? I said Maury.
I said Mary.
Okay. 24, marketing director. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's called Zooming Up the Corporate Ladder. Odenton, Maryland. She says, here's Maury. She says, love makes the world go round. Even though we can't travel, I'm looking forward to this journey together, and I can't wait to see where in the world we end up together. He says, me too. That's the interaction. Okay. Anything on Maury?
Nope.
Then he does the thing again. I'm not going to let this go unnoticed, where he starts describing what happened while the person walks away within earshot. He said more about the people after they walked away than he did while he was talking to them. Okay. I don't have the desire to know a lot of behind the scene things. I got to know if these people could hear him while they were walking away. Maggie, I came all the way from Ethiopia to meet you. I sure hope Maggie was given that line because it's a lie. She's been in the United States for 9 years. You didn't come from Ethiopia to meet Matt. It's an interesting way to introduce your backstory, but it's not. It's a falsehood.
You didn't make your move to be on The Bachelor.
No. Carolyn, 30, journalist, California. Her mom sent her some lavender from her garden because she knew she was nervous, and she gives Matt some. Anything on Carolyn?
I didn't know that about lavender. That's it. Well, that's
I'm not
all.
The guy to talk to about that's all. Smells and their health benefits.
Okay.
Sydney, marketing specialist from Nashville, 28. Matt is the hottest human she's ever seen. This
Agreed.
Kept coming up a lot. Agreed.
He's hot. What do you don't
the hottest human you've ever seen?
No. Not,
that's Blake
not
Griffin.
That.
Everyone knows it's Blake Griffin.
Get out of here. No, I wouldn't go that far, but he's a good looking guy.
That kept coming up, and there is more I want to say about that later. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow.
Kristen, 27. Well, not about his looks.
Oh, okay. Gone,
but about how people are approaching this.
I think you skipped Sydney, a marketing specialist.
Nope, just said Sydney, the hottest man.
Oh, that's
she's
who
ever
said
seen.
That. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kristen, they're flying through these. What do you want
they're
us to do when they don't give us enough?
They're flying through these at this point.
Kristen, 27, attorney from New Jersey. The rules are when you go to law school, there's a special class, what to do if you go on The Bachelor, and they just go through different ways you can do puns.
What entrance are you going to use?
Yeah. How are you going to bring up, in Kristen's case, she says, Matt's so guilty of being incredibly fine. Anything on Kristen?
Nope. Nothing to see here.
I don't want to just yammer on here, AB, but
we got to just fly through this and get to the meat.
You got a witty
there's
comment on any of these.
No, hmm? No.
Anna, 24, copywriter, Chicago, Bachelor Survival Kit. This was kind of funny.
This is the first actual gimmick we're seeing. Nothing too crazy here, but it was good to see. I got my eyes on Anna's sneaky funny girl, okay?
Yes.
I got an eye on her.
If you're funny, you're sticking around for
absolutely.
Quite a while, period. Kayla, 28, healthcare advocate from Durham, North Carolina.
Pickup truck.
Pickup trucks, she struck me as very relaxed. Like, she rode up in there like this wasn't the first rodeo for
absolutely
her.
Absolutely not. She rolled up in there. It was a stick, confirmed, manual transmission. Yeah. Okay.
Intimidating
for
Rimini.
For Rimini AP. A
couple of automatic dorks.
Automatic losers.
I think about this frequently. Imagine being in a scenario where you have to be able to drive a stick to save a life and you can't do it because you're an idiot. That's us. Sorry, I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to drive it. I don't know how to make it move. I don't know how to make it move, period.
The news article would be like, well, if only this man knew how to drive a stick. All right, what do you have on this?
She wanted it to be a reminder of him of home. Is she from North Carolina, too?
Durham.
Is he from North Carolina?
Have you been paying attention? Yes.
Is he from... Okay, they're both from North Carolina. Reminded him of home. Ride. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
Serena C., 24, flight attendant from San Francisco, California. She tripped. That's all they showed. That she
now,
tripped.
Now, hold up, Rim.
It was a smooth line.
Saved
I know,
it. She saved yeah, it. She almost saved it. So good that it made me think maybe she faked the trip. She goes,
that's how smooth it was.
5 seconds,
right.
I'm already tripping over you. Did she fake that? What do you think? Probably
no,
not.
There was something fake in these entrances. Stick around to see which one I think it is. Stay tuned.
Matt, I would like to note, Matt says he's relaxing and coming into himself. He seems the exact same.
I think he's just telling himself that. Serena P was next. 22, publicist, Toronto. She's short and Matt's tall.
Brought the step stool. I thought that was fun. I like that.
Cute. And you know, everybody inside thought it was cute too.
Absolutely.
I should have thought of that. When I couldn't think of anything, I should have thought of a step stool.
Should have brought a step stool. Mm-hmm.
Alicia, 24.
Ballerina.
Does some balleting up to him. Very nice. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what happens to Alicia.
Can't believe it. I'm usually not stunned. I think the last time was probably Grocer Joe. Stunned by this.
I'm not that stunned. I'm still.
I'm not as stunned.
Come on.
Obviously, Joe was a great guy, but this seemed like a home run. Easy choice for the first night.
You have to, if someone is a ballerina,
you keep them.
You have to keep them around to see what that's about.
You don't want
to
see some. You don't want to see some dancing. Is that what you're telling me? Some art?
Could you imagine sending home like a Cirque du Soleil performer?
No, absolutely not. I don't care.
You need to see what they do.
On night one, you're going to send them home. The entertainment value alone, keeping them.
Can you imagine someone personal ballet?
That'd be sweet.
Performance? Sena, 25, IT consultant from Denver. Absolute fangirl situation,
yeah.
AB. I think you're the greatest of all time. I hope you think I'm the GOAT, and she's got... Sasquatch slippers, actually.
What are those?
I don't know. I don't know how many toes a goat has.
Yeah, no one knows what a goat hoof looks like, so I don't know what that is.
That's a goat hoof. Look at that.
Is it? Okay.
Just Googled it.
Oh. Okay. Hey.
Great goat slippers.
Good goat slippers, then.
Good entrance. Alana, 26, photographer from Toronto.
A little bit of a Lady in the Tramp situation here, Rim.
What did you think of this? What did you think of how Matt handled this?
I don't love forced kisses, whether it be Lady in the Tramp situation, come in there with some mistletoe, anything like that, where you're forced to kiss someone. I don't like it. Okay? He was forced to kiss her here.
Particularly with food in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's not the first.
It's gross. Yeah.
That's kind of the secret of the Lady in the Tramp scene. It's gross.
Yeah, they're eating spaghetti and meatballs. They have meatball sauce all over their face.
It makes for a good cartoon thing. Like, oh, they got the same one. And that's where they lock lips.
Yep.
Not here. Kylie, hostess, 26, Chicago. She strides up this driveway in just lingerie, bra and underwear, with a rack of dresses. And she has Matt pick one out for her to wear. What did you make of this entrance?
It's interesting. Haven't seen it before. I'm okay with it.
Do you think it went well?
I don't think it made a huge difference either way, but it did make her stand out. So yeah, I'll say yeah.
Corinne with two R's. 22, marketing manager from Pomfret, Connecticut. She's blessed to be here. Wouldn't be here if it weren't for Matt. Anything on Corinne? This is a quick...
I find that hard to believe. But no, nothing
Maryland
else.
Maryland 28, event coordinator, Studio City. Everything in my life has brought me here to meet you. A lot of fate. A lot of fate angles here. Amana, realtor, 25, from Albuquerque. Nothing. Lauren, 29, attorney, Miami.
Nothing. There's nothing to any of these.
I don't settle for anything in my life. Piper, 23, grad student, Happy Valley, Oregon. She's got the same last name as Matt.
Dad,
when you read these out loud, these are not really a lot of juice here. What do you got on
the dad says he wants her to keep the same last name, but her name is James, so it fits perfectly. I don't know.
I think they should get married for that reason. MJ, 23, hairstylist from Hudson, Ohio. This was something, right? This is kind of cute. Wasn't this good?
Everyone knows when you drive over 5 miles per hour, Rim, the car doors lock. So she should have known the car door's locked. What happened is she gets out of the car. She had just driven up in the little pizza. It's like a pizza car.
It's a VW.
She went out to drive. She got out of her driver's side door. The pizza was in the passenger side back seat. Okay. She drove it there. Car door's locked. She walked across. She walks around to open it and get the pizza. Door's locked, of course. Because she had driven over 5 miles per hour. She has to go around, unlock it. I don't know. It's easy mistake.
Nothing here, mostly. I thought it was cute. She rolled with the punches. But nothing here, is what you're saying?
No. Honest mistake. She says, I know this is cheesy, but that's cheesy. Pizza. Cheesy.
Yeah, pun.
Pun. but I know the fastest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I thought it was cute. It was fine.
You know where else was there was nothing?
What?
In that pizza box.
Really?
Nothing in that pizza box. Give me a break. Of course not. No. He flung it behind his back. It was filled with nothing. If there was pizza in there, he would open it up.
You have a slice. One slice.
You have a slice, please. Nothing in that pizza box.
That's disappointing.
Katie, 29. Bank marketing manager from Renton, Washington. This is a vibrator.
This
vibrator
is it.
Katie.
This is it.
She said, I brought something from home that's really special to me, and I thought I'd share it with you. I was hoping to pass the torch to you. They blacked it out, and Matt says she pulled out a freaking lightsaber. This might have been the moment Matt loosened up, baby. If there was any moment last night that Matt loosened up, I think it might have been holding
you
the vibrator.
Say what you want about the say what you want about the vibrator gag, Rim.
Hmm.
Matt enjoyed it. The man was cracking up.
I didn't find
it that funny. I wouldn't have laughed, really. Maybe a chuckle.
No, he burst out
laughing. He was, you know, knee slapping, gut, holding his gut.
Gut bust. And then inside, Katie plops it on the table and names it
you
MJ.
You gotta slam it on the table if you bring it there. That's a great move by
if
her
you're
part.
Doing it, you can't.
You gotta go all the way.
Keep it
and
in
she
your
did. Hey, Katie went all the way. I respect her for it. A little crass, but I respect it.
Amber, 30, nursing student from Costa Mesa. She rode a bicycle. That's it.
Dual bike.
Oh, was it?
Dual bike. Now, they didn't show it. See, she said there, so I assume she blew. You could have, you know, I got a spot for you, something. I don't know. They didn't show, but it was a dual bike that she rode
Kimberly, 28. I'm looking at the time, maybe, so. Kimberly, 28, airline recruiter in Seattle. Big old rubber fish. She goes, can you catch? She goes, I can. He can't, despite the fact that he played FBS.
No,
wide receiver.
No.
It was a bad throw. You got to catch it.
No. First of all, you're standing way too far apart for this rubber fish. Who knows how far that thing's going to fly?
Who knows how heavy it is.
You don't know how heavy that is. You know, it could drop a few feet away. It didn't make it to him. He didn't have a chance to catch that thing. They were too far apart. Nothing to see here. Also, what was the gimmick?
Trubisky.
What was going on with the fish thing? They didn't explain.
Seattle, you throw the fish.
Okay, Seattle.
They still need to make that clear. With you.
They got to let us know what the fish are about.
Cassandra, 25, social worker. Jersey with pads with Miss James on the back. Hey, you said something about him laughing about the vibrator. I'm not saying he's faking laughter. I don't think this is his real laugh. He would laugh at things that were simply not that funny, and I think it was because he was breaking his. He was like someone would say something, and he'd be like, "Ha ha ha!" I'm like, I don't know. That wasn't a joke.
It's one of two things here, Rem. He's either fake laughing, politician laugh, or he's got cornball. He's corny, and he has a bad sense
too.
Of humor.
Or he's
I'm
nervous.
Not sure which it is yet.
I think the third option is that he's nervous.
Okay.
Because, like, she's wearing a football jersey. Obviously, Miss James is going to be on the back. Yeah. That's the only thing that's going to be on the back of that jersey. Are you surprised by that, man? Of course. Ileana, 25, health food developer from New York City. She asks if she can put her balls in his mouth. Another explosion of laughter from Matt. Had that been me, I'd have been like, well, what
do you mean?
I'd play along, but like, I'm not a Fear Factor guy. I'm not just putting random food in my mouth. I would like to know what you're about to put in my mouth. There are meatballs. Anything on these?
It was the biggest meatball I've ever seen. It was a softball-sized meatball.
It was a softball meatball.
There's no chance. Listen to me, Rim. There's no chance that was cooked properly, okay? A meatball that size, you're not getting the outside cooked and the inside cooked. Could be.
That's a fact.
It's dangerous. That's all I'm going to say. Or dry. Dangerous or dry.
Yeah,
one of the
crumbled.
Two.
She had to hold it in the palm of her hand because it would have crumbled otherwise. Kit, 21, fashion entrepreneur from New York City. Aren't we all? When I see 21 next to someone's name, maybe, this is how I view this now. I used to be like, wow, not ready to get married. What are you doing? This person's the lead's 33 and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're still in college. When I see 21 on this show now, I go, wow. We're looking at a long career, a big prospect, dropping them out of high school straight into the pros. This is the Kobe KG era T-Mac.
And listen, I don't want to overstep Rib, but she's got the talent to really make put her prints on this show.
I totally
she's
agree.
Got,
obviously,
she's going to be here a while.
Here's what I've written down. not make this up. If you asked me to predict Kat's bachelor career, Kit, her bachelor career.
I would love for you to. That's exactly what I'm asking you.
Let me project it out. Okay. I would say we get at least two paradises.
Okay.
Probably three. And almost certainly a surprise show up on another season of The Bachelor.
We don't do enough predicting what's going to happen with these people's bachelor careers. We don't do enough of that, and I'd like to start doing it more.
Love.
Yeah.
Kit is, a James Wiseman.
Absolutely.
The thing about Kit is she wouldn't be caught dead in an Uber pool, AB. All right, get that out of your head. You think she's taking an Uber pool? No. She rolled up in a Bentley. And she loves being the center of attention. I liked everything about Kit, and she didn't dissuade me from that notion at any point the rest of the episode. What do you think?
She says, if you're not going big with your entrance, you're wasting your time, which is something Rimini B, I'm sure, have said on this podcast before.
I like Kit.
If you're not going big, what are you doing here?
I think we're supposed to not like Kit. I like Kit.
I like Kit. What do you want me to do? Not like Kit? She seems electric.
Yes. Yes. Victoria, she's a queen from Los Angeles, 27. Carried up on the throne, running out of steam here.
Her title says queen, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
Title says queen, that's funny.
Trips on the way down the stairs after talking with Matt, probably because she was surprised at Matt talking loudly about what's
happening. Wait, what did you say back there?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking about me? Either way is weird. I don't have anything on Victoria.
Are you talking to me or are you talking about me? Period.
I'm telling you, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen is when he goes, wow, she was incredible. Me, the person right there? It was unbelievable. I couldn't.
Incredible. She puts a king crown on him, a good king crown.
Yeah, with the.
It's a good full red crown. Yeah, it was good.
The velvet.
The Jerry the King Lawler crown. That was the type of king crown we're talking.
Exactly,
that wasn't a cheap ass Burger King or one of those plastic ones. It was a Jerry the King Lawler crown. Full crown. A good crown.
Not a lot of Jerry the King Lawler references on Bachelor Podcast. Katie gets everyone's attention inside by, and I've called this out because I thought it was funny.
Funny.
She's clanging her vibrator against the glass. That is objectively funny. No matter what you think about the vibrator, doing a toast with it is funny. The sound came before they showed it.
That's
cheap ass glasses.
That's how it was. I'm sure when you're there too, someone's tinking the glass. Yeah. Then you look over and then you, it's funny. That's funny.
That's funny. All right, Matt, inside.
To note,
what do you make
one thing about Victoria, the queen? She walks in and says, "The queen has arrived, bitches," which isn't going to make you too many friends here.
Well, she
something
might not
to
be
keep
here
your
to
eye
friends.
On, Rim.
Something to think about. She might not be here to make friends.
That's true.
She's not going to be well liked in the long term, in the short term, or the long term.
I agree.
Is my prediction.
I agree.
Inside, Matt, instead of a traditional toast, speech followed by a toast. Mm-hmm. Matt asks everyone to bow their heads so he can, quote, pray for everybody. What did you think of this moment, AP? He caught me off guard a little bit.
I wasn't expecting it, but it was fine. He was good at giving a prayer.
Agreed.
Good prayer.
If you can't give a speech, default to what you can do, I suppose.
Good move by him.
Do you have any objections to asking people? You don't know everyone's faith situation in the room. Do you have any objections to asking them to bow their heads or no?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, it's a little weird asking people to pray to a God that might not be their God, and you have no idea if it's their God they believe in it at all. So yes, it is a little weird.
A lot of it for me comes down to the phrasing, what he said. He asked people to bow their heads, which is maybe an unreasonable request.
Yes.
You kind of want to couch that with like, if you want to or whatever. And he said it like he didn't say so we can pray.
He's just gonna pray. He's
like
praying.
I'm gonna pray. If you know, he could have phrased it a little better. But there are worse ways to go about that. I think he went about it in a way that was fine. And also, if everyone's there to potentially marry him,
and that's important to him,
they all seem to know a lot about him. I imagine they probably know that about him.
Yeah,
I don't think he would make that any secret. So it was all I thought was it was an interesting moment on a show that. Even though there's never really been any doubt about what the show means when they mention, quote, faith, they mean Christianity when that
Absolutely.
Happens on the show. It was still kind of weird to see a prayer on screen.
Agreed.
So, and you could ask the question if it were a non-Christian prayer, would they have showed it? I'm not sure if they would have.
No. So the answer is no.
And we just had the Ivan and Tayshia thing where they didn't talk about it until Fantasy Suites, and then they broke up out of nowhere because of an off-screen discussion. So I think it's better to get it out
to let you know
earlier
later. What's important to him, and that's something that's important to him. So you might want to talk about that if that made you uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah. But then maybe there are better ways to go about it. I don't know.
That being said, it could definitely make some people uncomfortable. If that's not your religion and you're asked to bow your head and pray, that would be awkward for you.
Yeah. I don't think anyone felt uncomfortable because there was a rousing applause if he just won an award.
People loved it.
Post-prayer speech. I wanted to call this out too. Mentions again that his mom's white, dad black. That's his that's his slogan. That's not what I wanted to call out. What I liked most about this spiel.
You want another movie title?
I wasn't fishing for another movie title. You gave me a look like I got more.
I got more. Hey, more where that if came you want from. More, just let me know if you want some more movie titles.
AB took no notes on the limo entrances, but made a huge long list of.
I made a list of black movie, black love stories, and then interracial love stories, and I have tons of them, Rim. They're all good.
What I liked most about this spiel, AB.
Deliver us from Evo, Rim. That's what I was going to say next. If you asked, I was going to say that.
Who was in that? Who was in Deliver Us from Evo?
I think Taye Diggs. I can't remember.
Who is the woman?
I cannot remember the woman's name in that. It's a great movie. It's either Taye Diggs or Omar Epps, right?
LL Cool J.
Oh, LL. Oh, LL.
And?
I forgot about LL.
And? Gabrielle Union.
Oh.
Wow. The GOAT, some say. Wow. Some say. All right.
No,
where were we?
Listen, she's not the GOAT, but she's great.
Well, the term GOAT has lost all meaning because everyone uses it to say something good.
How did I
now
forget about LL Cool J? I mean, it's safe. If you're talking about a black love story from the 90s, early 2000s,
2003,
you're talking Omar Epps or Taye Diggs. It's one of those two, okay? So it was a it was a good guess.
Disagreement from me.
It was a good guess. It was wrong. It was wrong that time. LL Cool J was great.
My favorite part of Matt's post-prayer spiel is he said, "I don't have it all." He doesn't have it all together. Okay, and here's why I like that, because almost always on the show, the lead and even contenders are presented as people who have everything going for them in life. Oh, great job, big money, sick whip, I'm hot as shit, as you can see. I have tons of friends, I got it all. The only thing missing, this is how it's always presented, the only thing missing is a romantic partner.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not the case in reality, but that's how it's always presented. Now, while I do think the lead needs to be presented as a desirable, eligible bachelor, bachelorette, I do think this is a better angle. Then, you know, the perfect person is on the prowl for the perfect mate, the one missing thing in their life. I like this.
I do too. Well said.
Thank you. Cocktail party. The first one-on-one time, maybe. I think this was Sarah, the reporter from San Diego. What do you have on this one-on-one discussion?
First, I'd like to comment on, I think
Rachel
is tearing up from Matt's speech. She says, the fact that he opened with that struck a nerve with me. I didn't expect to feel this way this soon. Do you
that
mean
line,
you mean before you've met him you feel this way?
She means you haven't met him.
you had a brief encounter with him. You will meet him later. You have feelings for him?
AB.
Because of the Claire prayer?
What Claire did with Dale, I'd say 26 of the 32 women are doing.
Are
with
trying to do?
Matt.
Yeah.
Not trying to do. They've already done it. Okay. They're in love with him. All right.
Just had to point that out. She said, I didn't expect to feel this way this soon. This was before she had her first conversation. Okay.
That was not a reassuring line.
Yeah, that's.
Rachel, Blade Runner spelling, by the way. Not the traditional spelling.
Not the traditional.
A-E-L.
Yeah.
First one-on-one time was with Sarah. What do you have on this?
They both talk about how nervous they are. She asks a good question. What are you looking forward to the most about this process? He mentions he's looking forward to unpacking the girls. It seems like, you know, digging deeper into the girls is what he's most interested in. And he mentions that in his speech a little bit.
Which is weird because the whole lead up to him being the lead was he's afraid to have deep conversations.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to speak that into existence, if you will.
he also mentioned to the camera at one point, I just want to make sure I'm everything they're hoping I am, which was one of the few times he acknowledged the fact that he's in this weird position, AB, because he's became a sensation simply by being in TikTok videos with Tyler and Hannah at the peak of their popularity and at a time when Bachelor Nation was bored and really needed something to entertain.
The quarantine crew was great.
Exactly.
They provided a lot of entertainment.
So everyone was swept up in them at the time.
I was swept up. Of course. I didn't know a thing about him, but I knew I loved that sexy mix guy in the TikTok videos. I knew that much.
Out of nowhere appears this gorgeous man with a great smile.
Yeah.
Oh, and he does charity. What a man.
He's Tyler's friend. We all love Tyler.
We trust everything Tyler does in his judgment.
If Tyler likes you, I like you.
So the expectations are through the roof for him. And I think that was one of the few times he acknowledged it. I think he thinks that's weird. It is weird.
It is weird.
Because they've, in their minds, you know, they
think of him as a celebrity, for one.
Exactly.
He's not a celebrity. He never has been. So he's just I'm sure it's a weird feeling for him getting this overnight fame by really doing nothing.
Yes.
And it's probably a lot of pressure he feels where he needs to.
He needs to live up to their expectations.
Not
he
only live up to their expectations, but live up to, you know, being Tyler's friend. I think people have such a positive, you know, feeling for Tyler that he feels that pressure living up to be, you know, he's got to be as good as Tyler and as loved as Tyler.
It's tough. I think that's going to be a very interesting. I hope it's a real storyline because I would like to see him. He said in his speech, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not as perfect as you might think I am was implied in that. I want to see him kind of break down the acknowledge that he's not going to meet your expectations. If you think he's the perfect guy, Tyler Cameron's friend, he's just a regular dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think he'll make good connections pursuing that route.
What do you think the odds were that Tyler was on this first episode? I would have put him at minus 400.
Hmm.
I am stunned that he's not on this episode. They always do the thing where the ex-Bachelor people come on and talk to the lead, give him some advice. I am very surprised he wasn't on this. Now, I'm sure he will be at some point. Him and Hannah, I assume, will be on this season.
Yeah.
Good chances. But I'm surprised he wasn't on this first one.
I'm too. I'm glad he wasn't.
I am kind of happy because they're not going to lean on Tyler. They're going to let Matt be his own lead here. So that was good to see.
Kristen asks Matt how he feels about being the first Black Bachelor. What'd you make of this, his response to this in this quick discussion? Because it was quick.
The only thing I noted here is I need the names of these people. They weren't giving us the names at this point, Rim. It's a big pet peeve. I don't even know what he said here because I was curious about the names. He also sat down with another brunette girl. I have no idea who the second person was he talked to. I don't know the third person he talked to that asked him about
come on.
I don't know their names, Rim. What do you mean? How am I supposed to know?
Don't get mad at me.
How am I supposed to know these people's names? How do you want me to fall in love with these people if you don't give me their names?
Hey, period.
You want me just to remember the names and the faces from the 30 minutes you sped through their limo entrances? Come on. Give me a break, Rim.
I hope you're not upset with me.
Give me a break. Weird...
Listen, they didn't put the names on the screen. That's an outrage. It's unacceptable.
Outrage.
The only way you could know, I had when on the rewatch,
I
had the cast pulled up, and I got to be honest, they don't all look like they're headshots sometimes.
So who was this?
This was Kristen was talking to him. And the only other way you would know is because he said their names to the camera after speaking
occasionally
with them. Rachel said this and I like that. That's the only way we need
the names underneath them with their social media handles, please. You don't mind.
He's been begging for that.
If you don't mind.
Kristen asked him how he feels about being the first
Black
Bachelor.
What did he say? I don't remember.
He said, I feel a load of responsibility. I feel like you should take better notes during these moments.
Listen, I have my notes here is I need names. That's my in caps.
Here's
all caps.
What the Bachelor said. He said, I feel a load of responsibility, but I can only speak on my experiences and who I am and how I was raised. I think that comes up frequently when he's asked that question constantly, I'm sure. And that is kind of how he answers it is, you know, it's important, and I want to show what that experience is like on TV for people who feel like they aren't being represented on the show. But then he also kind of buttresses it with, but I can only speak from my experience, which I think is a fair thing to say.
Sure.
I mean, Rachel won at one time. Blade Runner Rachel. What, have you calmed down now?
I was going to say half my notes are black movie titles and interracial movie titles. That's half my notes.
Rachel won at one time. She was glad when they announced Matt as Bachelor because he hadn't been on the show before. This is a kind of a ridiculous reason to be excited to be on the show. But she said so they can go through the process for the first time together. I don't buy it. I like Rachel. I don't buy this. Pretty good time here. I thought they might kiss, but someone interrupted them. Anything on Rachel?
Nope. She said she really loved they'd open up with a prayer again. That's the same girl that was.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's the Look first girl. Yeah.
Serena P. Chess.
Interesting, Rim.
He says he was in chess club. Doesn't mean he was good at it. What did you make of the chess?
She says apparently chess was very romantic back in the day. I was wondering what day she was talking about.
Well, she just watched The Queen's Gambit and thought she fell in love with one of the chess guys.
The other question I had was, are you guys going to play a full game of chess? That seems like a really long time. And if so, that's a good move because you get all that time with them.
They should have played a full game. Matt had no interest in that.
No, instant cheating move.
Fake queen move. And I think that was his way of saying, like,
we're not going to play a full chess game.
No. Mary? God, is it Mari or Mary? I feel like such a jerk. I think it's Mari. To the camera. Worried she might not get enough time with Matt because there are a record number of women here. 32. We haven't acknowledged that yet. 32 people.
Crazy.
That makes it very pressureful. Mary one-on-one time. Mari one-on-one time with Matt. I'm going to err on the side of the non-traditional pronunciation.
Good call.
I
like that.
Safer that way.
Yeah.
Because if it's incorrect, I would feel more comfortable with someone going, it's actually Mary, Rim. I would feel more comfortable. I can't explain why, but I would.
I agree. I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. What's the thing?
If you're saying it, if it's a less traditional name and you say it that way, that girl's had her name mispronounced throughout her whole life. If it's actually Mary, she hasn't as much. So you're giving.
Exactly.
You're helping.
I feel good about this.
You see what I'm saying here?
I feel good about this. I'm with you. I feel good about
it. You follow that, Matt?
All right. Ideally, it's just Mari, and we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mari one-on-one time with Matt. She made a boarding pass. I got to tell you, this wasn't great TV.
I
thought this was awesome. This was like a Mari's baseball card. She had notes and facts about herself on the back.
Hey,
a very
facts.
Cool custom. Yeah.
And you know what I feel about giving them something tangible to take away from the conversation that they have
right
in their
pocket.
Slip it in the pocket. It's got, you know, when you have something in your pocket, I think I've said this before, when you have something in your pocket, you know, there's something in your pocket. So every time he thinks about there's something in my pocket, he thinks back to, oh, she gave me that boarding pass. I got to keep
think
her.
At the rose, he's going to have the boarding cap pass in his jacket and he's going to not give her
not
a rose
give that
at the
person
rose ceremony.
A rose
he feels that. Yeah,
and
no
hand
chance.
Her the boarding pass on her way out. There's no chance.
Yeah. Serious time. She's from Puerto Rico. So Matt naturally asks about the hurricanes in recent years.
This is when I felt good. This is a good work by Matt here.
Yes.
Very good work. Compassion. Okay.
So her grandparents, from what I took from this, her grandparents still live there, I believe.
Yeah.
So she's worried about them all the time because of that constant threat, of course. Right when they're really getting into it. You know, this
the
humanitarian crisis. It's absolute devastation.
The devastation to the area.
Katie interrupts him by tapping her vibrator on Mari's shoulder.
Listen, okay? Rim, listen to me. If someone taps me with a vibrator, it's time to throw hands. I don't fight, but it is time to throw hands, okay? If I'm one of those
don't
girls.
Don't touch me with your vibrator.
I'm slapping it, and we're having words. We'll probably result in fisticuffs, okay?
This the only place in the world this could ever happen, ever. It's on night one of The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
There's no other place
absolutely
on earth where a discussion about hurricanes in Puerto Rico and the safety of a woman's family can be interrupted by a tapped shoulder vibrator. Couldn't happen anywhere else. If I'm Matt here, I might have I might have said, "Hey, Katie, you know we're talking about
having
something
a really serious conversation here."
I don't know about the my better bit right now.
That's probably not the best time. Katie. Give me a
time
couple minutes.
the toast with the vibe, that was funny, but I don't know about all this. Mari goes inside and makes sure everyone knows Katie is on her shit list, AB.
Absolutely. As she should be. Like I said, if someone does that to me, I'm not happy.
Kayla, outside with Matt in the pickup truck. Got some sweet tea for him. She's really leaning into the North Carolina stuff, and I think it might work. Anything on this, AB?
You like sweet tea, Rim?
Yeah, better than unsweetened tea.
Well, obviously that.
If something has sweet in the title, it's a good bet I'm going to like it, AB.
No, this was cute. Back of the pickup truck having sweet tea toast.
She's doing her best to transport Matt back to
home.
His home. It might work.
Absolutely.
Montage of other interactions, keeping it moving here. Kid on the steps, New York City snow globe. Almost immediately, Victoria interrupts. Queen Victoria, what'd you make of this?
Queen Victoria comes in. She says, "Excuse me, princess, but the queen is here." Very rude. This was very rude, no matter who she's talking to. She's talking to someone that I think is the villain, too, so it makes it even better. Great moment.
If I'm Kid AB, I'm feeling pretty good about being a princess. That's the queen. All right. There are no questions about who the queen is here at Victoria. I think he could have come in through, treated her like she's on the, you know,
a peasant,
the laundry kitchen staff or something like that. But she's princess.
That's pretty good.
There's a possibility that she could ascend to the throne this season. So I'm feeling pretty good. If I'm Kit, I wasn't mad at Victoria for this.
Now, Kit did not take it that way.
No, of course
she took it as a slight, as she should.
Victoria with Matt. Matt likened the situation of this night one to, quote, drinking through a fire hose, which is an obvious analogy. It does not take much to understand what that means. It's impossible to drink from a fire hose because of the amount of water.
To be fair, I've never heard that before. Have you heard that expression before?
Of course. I'm from Arkansas.
I've never heard that expression before, but he gave a great explanation for it. Says, when you go to a water fountain, you're just chilling, drinking the water. Liked him here, too. This was made me laugh. And he says, but when you try, you can't drink from a fire hose. She, completely missing the point, completely missing the perfect explanation of the of the analogy, she says, yeah, but I'm like the best fire hose. No, you don't understand. You can't drink from any fire hose. There, it doesn't matter what fire hose we're talking about. I don't think you're understanding still.
The issue is not the taste.
It's not the flavor of the water. It's the fire hose. You can't drink from a fire hose. Okay? Send her home immediately. Had that been me, I'd send her home immediately.
Back in the chateau, Victoria chides Amber for not talking with Matt. Her popularity is plummeting as we speak.
She's too abrasive. It's
yes.
Like saying, the queen is here, you're a princess, saying, The queen's here, bitches, to all the women, telling this girl that she needs to go talk to him. It's just, you're too much. You're too much, man.
What is that?
What's up, bro?
You're too close, man. When he's dialogue.
I don't know what that was from. It just came to me.
He did that to Wyclef, I think. You're too close. Wyclef is trying to give him some Dylon some advice. That show, both those shows were sensational. Chappelle's Show and Making a Band.
He says, "Who name your top five favorite rappers? Dylon, 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 Dylon."
Because I spit on fire. He was right. Dylon was good too. That's
the thing.
What people don't understand is that Dylon had talent.
The band had some talent there, and people don't fully understand that. Diddy had something there.
I was looking at
Fred,
Young Chop, Choppa's. Fred was unbelievable.
Fred was
Young
unbelievable.
Chop, Babs,
Babs.
I mean, we're talking about literally
Matt
the top
Spit.
Five rappers of all time. Chris brings in the first impression rose. It was clear to me at this point none of them had seen Chris yet because they were absolutely starstruck when Chris walked in. They're like, "Oh my God, it's Chris!
It's Chris!"
Victoria interrupts someone. I don't know who. First double timer. Victoria made Matt a bracelet.
This is weak. This was weak.
Yeah.
It's important to note a bunch of people haven't talked to him yet, and the first impression rose is out there. You might as well see yourself out, please.
Yeah.
If you see Chris walk in with that rose and you haven't talked to him, skedaddle.
Brie alone with Matt in the cigar lounge. She couldn't imagine doing this if it were any other person. Serious time, maybe. Brie says it's important for me to see diverse love stories because it's not something I saw growing up. What do you make on this? I thought this went very well.
She said her mom's Persian, dad's black, and they separated before she was born. Her mom was single her whole life, so she never really saw an example of what love was like. This was a serious conversation, and I think there's a little bit of a connection here.
I think there is, too. That's talk about backstories that the, you can relate
those,
to one another
yeah,
with.
Yeah, those, you see my fingers here,
match
Rim?
Up pretty well.
These
I
are
feel
interlocked.
Good about the, I see that. Your fingers are interwoven. Despite one of them being all janked up. She feels good about her connection with Matt, and I think she should, AB.
I agree.
Despite the fact that they didn't show us his responses. I don't know if you noticed that. Matt was basically
not
involved in the conversation.
I'm not sure if he had any. There's nothing.
Abigail, one-on-one time. Right off the bat, there's a lot of things I like about Abigail, okay? Tell me if you agree. One, she acknowledges that Matt is... She does basically... Almost the opposite of what everyone else is doing. She acknowledges that Matt is like obscenely popular.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's kind of like meeting a god. And implied in that statement is you're probably over, like, there's no way you can meet this hype,
yeah.
Which is something that I think he's concerned about. So by saying this, she puts Matt at ease because he's been feeling that pressure to meet people's expectations all night. Abigail is also funny. She seems relaxed, even though she's clearly not. And she doesn't have like an agenda topic
mm-hmm.
prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a real conversation. What did you make of Abigail?
These two are flirting a little bit, Rim. Mm-hmm. This is real flirtation, real stuff you'd get in a bar flirting, okay? I like Abigail. She reminds me of some of the other great contestants. Just sweet.
Wow.
Okay?
Sweet.
I'll tell you
adorable.
I'll tell you who she reminds me of. Looks and attitude. Catherine. From Sean's wife, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good comparison.
Yeah. Looks and vibes. Everything.
A little in awe of the Bachelor, but also...
She'll put him in his place, right though, there if you need
but to. But puts him in his place. Exactly.
If she needs to, she'll put him in his place. And she's sweet as ever, okay? Speaking of Sean and Catherine...
Before you say that, that's one of the great comparisons you've ever made.
That's a great comparison. I mean, they look, if you put those two up, I'm looking at a picture of her right
kinda
now, squint. And I'm not sure it's...
Oh, please.
They look a lot alike is what I'm getting at.
All right, what were you going to say? Great comparison.
We've had a couple breakups. I don't know if you saw this.
Well, we got a whole breakup segment planned for the end of the episode.
Okay, well, I'll wait till then to bring up what I was going to say about Sean and Catherine. Okay.
What?
Stay tuned, Rim.
No.
Stay tuned. Till the breakup segment. Do you really have a breakup segment?
Well, there's a lot of people who've been breaking up since we last went off air.
All right. Hey. I'll bring it up then.
What is this about?
I'll bring it up then.
Don't ruin this segment with that.
Stay tuned.
I'll be furious. Anyway. Matt remembered that Abigail's... God, I'm in a bad mood now. Matt remembered her sister is also... Abigail's sister is also deaf, so boom. Right away, they're springboarding into that conversation about that relationship. Really cute interaction. And eventually Matt ran out of words and just dove in for a kiss. Great makeout. Abigail, instant fan favorite.
Absolutely.
Matt gets the first impression rose, obviously for Abigail. There was no tension here. He wasn't going to give it to anybody else.
Well, Katie, the vibrator girl, and the Queen Victoria think they're getting it, which is always funny to see. When people have no chance in getting it.
I'll say this about Katie. I kind of like Katie.
I like Katie. Hey, don't
she's
take
funny.
That as me not liking Katie. I like Katie. I think, I don't even
I think there might be something.
I don't even necessarily think she's a joke contestant yet.
No,
even
I don't. That's my
this
point.
This whole night
yeah.
was a joke. I don't know that she's a joke contestant yet. I'm not certain.
I agree. I can envision 6 weeks from now going, remember Katie was the one who
absolutely.
Brought the vibrator?
I could see that.
It'll be a distant memory because I think there's something there.
I agree.
With Katie.
Now, Queen Victoria, it's the exact opposite. She is a joke character.
No, yes, absolutely. I agree. Anyway, first impression rose for Abigail. He says, one of the things I challenge the women with is to be vulnerable, and you are everything that I'm asking these women to be. His voice kind of cracks a beat when he asked her if she'll accept the rose, probably from nerves. But I pretended that nerves. It was because he had such a big crush. Yeah, he was terrified out of his mind. He didn't know if this was the right rose or if this is what the first impression rose was.
I think it was sitting on a tray, so I think that was it. I don't know. Chris didn't talk to me.
That's probably what really it was, but I thought, oh my god, he's so scared, he's just has such a crush on her. That's what I thought it was. And this was my favorite part of the episode.
And they kissed again, a second kiss.
Oof. The only person he kissed,
by my
I believe,
count, he had the lady and the tramp girl, which we
do not count the lady and the tramp
can't
situation.
Count it. Can't I count don't. It. Yeah, so only kiss, and it was a double kiss. Two kisses. Okay.
That's it. Anything else on that before we get to the rose ceremony?
I don't think so.
Rose ceremony. Roses. Bree, Rachel. As I'm saying these names, keep in mind,
I'm
I don't
looking
know
at the
what
cast.
These people look like
I
while
need
I'm saying
to look
them.
At the cast. I didn't even pay attention to this because I did not. I need more. Next week's episode, I need more to get to know some of these people. I don't even know if I'm happy or sad that these people are getting roses. I have no clue.
Exactly. Bree, Rachel, Chelsea, Sarah, MJ, Serena P, Kayla, Kristen, Kit, Maggie, Piper, Mary, Ileana, Jasenia, Kaylee, Marilyn, Serena C, Lauren, Sydney, Alana, Katie, Anna, Victoria, obviously.
How many people was that? Do you have a count?
23 people.
Dang.
Plus Abigail, so 24.
Okay.
No roses. Alicia.
Wow.
The ballerina.
You kept 24 stunning. People, and she's not one of them with that story.
Yikes.
Wow.
Well, the story wasn't. She was just a ballerina.
Yeah, but that's enough to keep you. That type of thing is unique enough to keep you there. A professional ballerina is enough to get
you. Just for the record, under no circumstances would I send a ballerina home on night one.
That
period.
Needs to be noted.
She could punch me and she'd get
no
a
rose. Chance. No chance.
Amber, Carolyn, Cassandra, Corinne with two R's, Amani, Kimberly, Sine. Did you watch it coming up this season? Before we get to all these segments?
No, I never watched that.
Listen up, AB.
What do you got?
There's some relevant information here, especially as it pertains to our bracket. More women are showing up.
There's more?
Yeah. They put it right in the thing.
Who? Just random people or people he knows?
I don't want to elaborate on that, but there's more people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we supposed to do with the bracket?
I don't know. I'm fucking tired of that, though.
You already got 24 people. It. Is that not enough, Matt? Or Chris? I don't know who I'm mad at.
So we'll see how that plays out. I'm not looking forward to it. I wish they would stop doing that. I just want to have a clean bracket season. That's all. Anything else, AB, before we get to the rest of the segments?
No, I just need the names of the people that are remaining on this show anytime they're talking from here on out, please.
At least two or three
weeks.
At least. Mailbag. Do you have a mailbag question for next week?
I just want to know what people think about his conversation with Chris. I think we both gave our opinions on it. When he mentioned the pressures, what did you take?
For the record, my opinion doesn't matter. Just want to put that out there. Go ahead.
I'd like to hear what other people felt about that. If they took it like I did, if I'm completely way off, or different opinions. I want different opinions on that.
Particularly from our non-white listeners. I would like to hear opinions from them. 773-234-7794 is the text line. That's next week's mailbag. AB, Bachelor Headline of the Week?
I have two of them, Rim.
I hope to God you picked one that I saw last night.
This is from E.T. Rim.
That's the one.
You know I'm coming with this one, Rim. Come on.
Maybe
this is
Bachelor Headline of the Year.
This is the Bachelor Headline of the Millennium, okay? It's from E.T. online.
I'm looking at it right now.
Peter Weber's mother, Barb, was a major issue in Kelly Flanagan's split, sources say. That was one of the breakups we're talking about. I didn't even read the article. I was too busy laughing at the headline. Yes.
The photo they used of Barb was of
after the final rose.
It was after it. So she's posing and she's just got that furious look on her face.
I don't know if you remember, Rim, but
what she did on the After the Final Rose was one of the funniest mean things anyone's ever done.
That was TV will never be better than After the Final Rose of Peter Season.
No, it really
won't
be.
Best. That was the best. Okay, what's your other headline?
This is one I recommend you go out and check out, Rim. This is from Us magazine. The wildest bachelor bachelorette posters and taglines through the years. You got some good stuff in here, Rim.
Oh, I bet there are.
This is, and they got pictures. They got the pictures like movie, you know, poster. They always do like a movie poster for the shows, which I didn't realize they did. Some good stuff in here. Okay.
Us magazine. What's the name of the headline?
Wildest bachelor bachelorette posters and taglines through the years.
Okay. We'll link, if I remember, we'll link these in our show notes. Other Bachelor News AB. Just mentioned Peter and Kelly announced their breakup on New Year's Eve. Two other things. Evan and Carly.
Yeah.
Ending their marriage.
That's tough to see, Rim.
Also a bummer. And what was the Sean and Catherine thing you were going
to
say?
It's nothing. It's no news from them. I just wanted to tease you and make you scare you a little bit. But they are the basically all we got. Okay, they're holding the torch of the best Bachelor and Bachelorette couples that are still remaining after Ashley and JP and now Carly and Evan are broken up. We don't have a lot left. If those two break up, sad.
You have to dissolve the franchise.
Yeah, you get rid of the franchise at that point.
Okay, a bunch of announcements, AB. Bunch. I'm going to do these in ascending order of importance. I'll just straight up tell you when the merch sales are this month. I'm not going to play any games. Don't buy merch unless it's on these dates. Okay? Everything is 35% off from January 13th through the 16th and January 27th through the 29th. Mark them down. I'm just only going to say them once.
Put them on your calendar.
I don't like pushing merch, so we'll just tell you when it's on sale.
I'll tell you what, Rim. It warmed my heart seeing some of the Christmas photos from people that got Christmas gifts of our merchandise. That's
crazy to think about.
This isn't me talking out of turn here, Rim. This is real. Okay?
It warmed my heart on Christmas.
On Christmas, it warmed my heart. Okay?
Did you see loyal listener Harrison posted a photo on Twitter last night
of the baby?
His baby.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. The baby in the number
great.
One stunner at once.
It was great.
So thank you.
We love seeing pictures of you guys in your merchandise. It really means a lot to us. Keep them coming.
It does. Because it ain't cheap.
No.
So I don't know. You know, that means a lot.
It's not Batch lost bracket. On us how much this
no,
costs and how much it does mean a lot.
Hey, and if you get something's wrong with your order, talk to TeePublic. They're usually good about fixing it. If they're not,
talk to Rim.
Let us know.
Talk to
well,
Big
I'll
Rim.
Crack some skulls over there if I need to. Batch bracket. We are doing a bracket this season. Some of you may have seen us posting about it already. Given the it's a first impression league, which means that you make your picks for the whole season before next episode. Given the information I just revealed to you, which is that more people are showing up, that complicates things.
Really does.
So a few people have DM'd us about what are we going to do about the bracket. I talked to the batch bracket people. It sounds like they're going to open up. So make your picks as normal. When these people show up, if they show up, they're going to open up the picks again and add them so you can. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to do something.
Okay.
So I don't know if it'll be perfect, but it's what we got. So shout out to the people at Batch Bracket for doing that. Same as last time. If you finish in the top 15%, you'll be eligible to win a t-shirt. One person will win a t-shirt. A bunch of other people will win stickers. Big shout out to Laurel from Chicago. I don't know if you saw this, AB. She created this PDF that a lot of people were using last night.
I did see that.
Editable PDF
Excellent
with the cast bios.
Stuff.
Breathtaking. That's linked in our episode description.
That's
if you still
something
need that
you
to take
want
your notes.
On your coffee table, right in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
As you're sitting down for some bachelor.
I like writing. I like writing on paper. People these days they don't write on paper.
You're a pen and paper guy. Everyone knows
I'm
that.
I'm a pen and paper guy, despite me holding a pen like I've never held a pen before and having poor handwriting. Something about it.
Yeah.
So thank you, Laurel. The batch bracket is linked in our bio. A bunch of people signed up already. Thank you. But get in it. You have a week. You have 6 days. three more announcements.
Three? God damn.
Yeah. And you got to participate in a couple of them, so sit up.
Okay, I'm ready.
At the encouragement of our network, AB, we have created a Facebook group.
Wow, I'm excited about this one, Rim. Excited about this group.
It's called Rosecast Nation because I couldn't think of anything better. I made a header. The header stinks. I don't know what to make for the header. So you'll know it's ours, not just because of the name and the
by
logo.
The shitty
but
header?
The shitty header. That's how you'll know. You'll look at it and go, Rim made that. That's how you'll know. It's ours. Now, there needs to be some education about what a Facebook group is because I was not fully educated. It's different than a Facebook page.
It's very different, Rim.
That's just where we post our new episodes and clips and such. This is intended, the group is intended for discussion amongst you guys.
And us.
AB will be in there mixing it up.
I'll be dabbling.
AB will be in there mixing it up.
I'll be in there.
Here's a description of the page, AB. The place for bachelor banter for fans of the number one Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel. Come here to discuss what happened on last night's episode, who's in what photos with whom at the big music festival, people forget about Stagecoach, and anything else batch related. So it doesn't necessarily have to be discuss the Rosecast, because Lord knows that's not an interesting thing. Ivan and Carly broke up, someone can post that article, talk about it.
Conversation,
yes.
Conversation amongst like-minded Rosecast listeners.
Wow, with, well said. Oh, hey,
with hey. A way that we can also keep in touch in another social media avenue. I'm very excited about this. Okay, very excited. Maybe.
We'll make a few posts and get the ball rolling, but eventually we'd like to assign a few people
mods
admin roles.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a small task. I think we want this to kind of live on its own. That's how these other, I'm basing this off of what other, if you're interested in joining this, you're probably in other Facebook groups, so you know how they work. I kind of want this to be, you know,
we're just rolling
dad,
with it right
mom
now.
Mom and dad,
Rip.
let the kids have some friends over and we sit outside with cigars. So we're still there. But it's not
I'll
a rager.
No, I'll be sticking
AB
my...
AB will be mixing... I'll AB be cool like dad that, AB going down.
I'll be that dad that's sticking his nose into the business making corny jokes. I'll be in
so
there.
So this is... Yeah. So this is your thing. It's a private
Please
group.
Please join it. I'm excited.
You have to read the rules before joining. We'd like to take them seriously. It's... If there's one thing... The overarching rule is positive vibes only.
Positive vibes only, Rim.
That's what I want it to be.
Absolutely.
I don't want it to be a shitty place. I want it to be a good place.
Absolutely.
Where you can go and have fun. Because the internet as a whole is a shitty place.
Agreed, Rim.
Let's make it a happy corner.
Mm-hmm.
Rosecast Nation. If that's your thing, request to join the group. I have no idea how many people are going to
want
to do this. That's the other kind of nerve-wracking thing about
it.
Yeah.
I want a quick 500 by next episode. It's nothing. Period. That's just what I want. Okay? That's just what I want.
Get on making some burners, AB. Okay.
That's just what I want.
So a request to join the group, we'll approve you. There's no password. Then hopefully, if you want to be an admin, let us know. Mm-hmm. Text the mailbag. And that's it. Anything else about the group, Facebook
No,
group?
I'm just very excited about that.
All right. Two more things. Looking at the calendar here, it appears, do you have your calendar up?
I got it up here, yeah.
Appears to be Refer a Friend Month,
AB.
Oh,
my favorite time of the year, Rim. Refer a Friend Month.
Can you tell people what that's about?
Yes, of course. It's my favorite month of the year. It is where you, a loyal Rosecast listener, share the podcast with someone else and let them... This isn't just a social media share, you know, like, I listen to this podcast. This is... I need you
that counts
to call
too.
That counts, but I need you also call to call people, text people, let them know there's a podcast I listen to. I think you'll enjoy it.
Them. Everyone should call. People don't call each
people
other
don't call
enough.
But if you don't like calling like me, just text. It's where you let a friend or family member know that you listen to this podcast. You think they'd like it. Please listen. It's simple.
Refer a Friend Month all month.
All month.
I don't know if other people like that bit, but I think it Refer Friend Month is funny.
Every year it slaps with me, Rim.
All right. Cool Dad AB. The last announcement. Here's the last announcement.
Okay.
There's a big announcement next week. That's the last announcement.
Wow.
I'm dead serious. Wow. I'm dead serious. This announcement is so big, we couldn't fit into this one.
Holy cow.
/ I don't have my ducks in a row. That's okay. What it comes down
wow,
to.
Wow, I'm excited for that one.
Let me repeat that. Final announcement. Big announcement.
Listen,
next week.
Yeah, Rim has announcements usually. I just let him. He just scrolls through them.
Yeah, you sit back.
But these,
yeah.
These announcements, these were yeah. announcements I really care about, genuinely care about. The Facebook group. The merchandise pictures, I've loved those. These are good announcements, Rim. You really outdid yourself this time.
Thank you. One last thing. Happy birthday, Josh.
Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it.
It's going to be a good season, Rim.
It's going to be a good season. I'm really looking forward to it. Quick prediction. Who do you think he's going to end up with? Not Josh, but Matt.
You got to go Abigail at this point. Got to.
I think Abigail,
you have
too.
To.
Abigail or bust.
Yeah.
Until next week when I change my mind. Yeah. All right. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.